I ran away about once a week. And they'd always find me on a school ground playing basketball, or I'd come home after dark and my mom always left the back door open. And there was four of us, Dennis Green and Jimmy Brown and Jack Draves and I. We ran away. We was going to go to California. We caught a freight. The train stopped, and we thought we were somewhere like Colorado or somewhere halfway there. And we sent Jimmy Brown, because he was the craftiest of the group, down to the store, and we took up a collection, and we told him, buy something and, you know, just stick a couple cans of something in your pocket. Well, he came back. He had three or four cans of dog food, a loaf of bread, and a jar of mayonnaise that must have been about a foot and a half tall. Jack threatened to kill him. And then when we found out we was only in Lawrence, we called Jack's brother to come and get us. And then one time, I had a whipping coming when my dad got home. And I worried about it all day, so I decided to run away. And I'd seen pictures of hobos, you know, with a stick and a little handkerchief tied on it. So I decided I was going to put everything I owned in this blanket. I had my Sunday suit, brand new ball glove, and my shoes. My dad had just bought me some spikes because I was playing in the All-Star game the week later. And I couldn't find a stick, so I sawed off my mom's broom handle. We lived about a half a block from the trains down there, and went down and I threw it on this open box car, and then it gained speed and I couldn't catch it. And I saw all my belongings going down the tracks, and I just stood there and cried and threw rocks at it. I went home and I told my mom, and the guy next door was a railroad man, and he checked the train, and that was it. It was all gone. I went to Sunday school in tennis shoes with tape around the toes, and that's what I played the ball game in, and great experience.
I bet your dad was real happy with you.
He was thrilled.